Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with us today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. We don't care where you are. We don't care how you're listening. We care about you just being here. Thank you very much for that. Giovanni Cortolo is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a good friend of ours, longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the director of small business policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which is right in the middle of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. His office looks right out over the White House. He waves at George through the window every once in a while. And Giovanni, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here again, Jim. And it's a very bittersweet time to be in the nation's capital.
Yeah, it is. A lot of things going on. Just about the time when we all felt like we had recovered from you know all of the challenges of the early part of this century, which there were several and significant ones. About that time, you know, oil prices started shooting up, and now we've been attacked by a hurricane season, and specifically one hurricane. And as I said in the previous interview, Giovanni, it's almost like the hurricane gods are saying, hey, wait a minute, we missed Texas. We better take care of that right now. And so here comes another one. And so I guess my question to you is, Giovanni, when you go to talk to our delegations, our members of Congress and the members of the administration about small business public policy, are you having any trouble getting their attention?
Well, certainly the thing that's foremost on everyone's mind is hurricane relief and how it affects the people. And the primary is the relief. It's saving lives. It's helping the people that are most in jeopardy. But as we crawl out of relief and get into the recovery stage, that's where small businesses are most affected. And it not only affects the businesses that were down in that region, we're 100,000 or so businesses that were primarily affected, it affects all business around the country because a lot of those were customers of customers. And obviously, we have to re-examine some of our policy efforts to see how we're going to pay for this.
Mm-hmm. Well, the re-examining, that's the interesting part, and that's where that's one of the things I wanted you to talk to us about today. You know, you've joined us over the last several months talking about the recent issues that are going on, the tax relief that small businesses have gotten, the tax cuts and everything, some of the progress we've made, hopefully on health care and some of the other things. But are some of those issues, some of the advantages that we've already gotten, some of the new ones that we hope to have, are those going to be sidetracked or maybe even adjusted based on the hurricane relief?
Well, they are, and policymakers are really sitting down and taking a hard look at these. The energy bill, we've spent 6 to 8 years trying to pass a national energy bill, and certainly that's being looked at. Transportation, we had 2 to 3 years trying to get a transportation authorization bill, and that was $284 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Policymakers are examining some of the what can be cut in that bill. And also the Medicare prescription drugs. That was something that originally was supposed to be $400 billion. It's ballooned to $600 billion.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking either about delaying that, the implementation of it, which was supposed to go into effect this year, the end of this year, or trying to slice some of that to only affect some of the neediest of people. And then you mentioned tax cuts. Before Katrina, there was a $60 billion reconciliation bill that was supposed to address extending some of the tax cuts beyond where they were set to expire. You have R&D set to expire.
Mm-hmm.
You have the small business expensing
right,
set to expire
in 2007. Section 179, direct expensing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That fortunately we have that through 2007.
Right.
But they're looking at this, and certainly the cost of reconstruction is they pegging it at $200 billion. That's a lot of money, and certainly there's pressures on every phase of government right now.
Right. Well, now the energy bill. I thought the energy bill had actually been passed and signed.
It has. But they're when I say re-examining, they're looking to revisit these particular areas,
right.
As well as the transportation bill has been passed and signed.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking to revisit these areas to see if they can get more money out of it.
Right. Stand by, Giovanni. We're going to take a quick break. Giovanni Cortolo and I will be right back after these messages. We're going to talk some more about how all of this is going to impact you, your small business, and my small business. 22. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, little Chicago for you there. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. My blog is jimsblog.biz, or you can find it on the homepage of my website. I hope you'll check that out, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Giovanni Cortolo is our guest. He's with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and that's uschamber.com, isn't it, Giovanni?
Yes, www.uschamber.com.
All right. And folks, you guys have got a lot of great resources there on your homepage, and I encourage people to check it out and find out what the chamber is doing. You guys are working hard up there, and I know that's what you do. You spend every waking hour and maybe even a few dreaming hours working on small business issues, Giovanni, and we appreciate it.
Well, we've been working late at night since Katrina, and certainly my thoughts are going out to the small business community. We have, as I was speaking to you on the break, we have a Center for Corporate Citizenship, and Stephen mm-hmm. Jordan heads that. And he's taken the lead role here at the Chamber, and you can actually get to his website or our website through our homepage, and you'll see what the Chamber's doing as far as the business-to-business relief.
Right.
On that site, you'll see business-to-business support. You'll see a jobs bank where you can actually, we teamed up with IBM, and where you can actually offer a job, and those that have been displaced as far as jobs can find jobs based
good.
On the loss of jobs. You could donate cash. You can donate support, in-kind items. And also on there you can see the three lead organizations, the Business Council of Alabama, the Louisiana Association of Business Industry, and the Mississippi Economic Council,
mm-hmm.
who have taken the lead in the reconstruction of business efforts down in that area.
Well, I knew we could count on you guys for that kind of coordination and that kind of work and effort on behalf of all these folks, and I appreciate that. Folks, I hope you'll check that out. And these are what I told the audience, Giovanni, over the last couple of weeks was right now we need to focus on our efforts and our thoughts and our prayers and our contributions on saving lives, getting people out of there, and getting that done. And because there is basically no economy in that part of the world, the marketplace is basically just gone. There's the time to focus on the small businesses would come, but that wasn't last week and the week before. But now people are starting to come back to that area, and it is a time to start thinking about helping small business owners get reestablished wherever they can, and try to get that marketplace going, because Giovanni, we know that the foundation for that whole region, for any marketplace, is small business.
Oh, absolutely. It's enhancing our small business infrastructure. And through our website, you can get to the Louisiana Association of Business Industry. They have started the Small Business Disaster Relief Fund. And this is a fund that hopes to provide angel funding to businesses, and that's one element of the recovery. Obviously, advice and counsel is another. Long-term funding is another one we have to address in the policy areas on Capitol Hill. Debt forgiveness, certainly you can't saddle small businesses with their existing debt and expect them to survive. Mm-hmm. And another element that we're addressing is procurement. There's $200 billion going in procurement. Our efforts are to designate that whole area a hub zone. And this would require, if small businesses that have their principal office in that area and they hire a predominant number of employees from that area, they would be given preference to government contracts.
Well, by the way, folks, if you go to uschamber.com, on the right side, you'll see a link that says Quick Links, and below that, Hurricane Katrina Disaster Response, then the Center for Corporate Citizenship, as Giovanni mentioned. Then you got product donations, you got job resources. But if you click on Hurricane Katrina Disaster Response, you'll see, as Giovanni said, you'll see the examples of the business-to-business support and all the different ways that you can contribute, you can participate, and just basically see what other people are doing to help these small businesses get their feet back on the ground. And Giovanni, let me say this. One of my jobs and what our mission here is to get this kind of information out, and that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be businessweek.com is going to be on the show at the end of the week, and we're going to be talking about some of the things that they're working on, and so we're going to continue to be getting this word out as time goes by, so that we can help these small businesses get going. And it's not just, you know, there are two reasons to do this. Number one is it's the right thing to do for those businesses, but it's the right thing to do for the national economy too, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And the outpouring of business support. You know, we like to criticize business, we don't, but we see this in the press all the time. Mm-hmm. There's been $650 million that have been generated support by U.S. Corporate sector. Just on our website alone, we've generated $225 million.
Wow.
In cash and in-kind contributions to that area. We're working closely with the Mississippi Chamber, Louisiana Business Industry Group, and Alabama. You know, these are the centers that actually have, you know, are responsible for revitalizing the area.
Right. Well, and congratulations, and thank you for that effort, for being the kind of a clearinghouse, kind of a bureau for that kind of activity. And folks, that's within a couple of weeks. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of support, and that gives you an example of the contacts and the influence that the U.S. Chamber has. It's 10:10. We're going to come right back. I've got a few more questions for Giovanni Cortello. He's with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
For the show, three to get ready now. Go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Giovanni Cortello, who's working very hard to make sure that small business owners are well represented in Washington, D.C., and actually across the country as well, and including those unfortunate brothers and sisters in small business of ours down in the coast region, the Louisiana, Alabama, and the Mississippi coast areas. Giovanni, let's get back to the public policy issues. You know, I remember before Katrina, I was looking at a list of the tax cuts, the estate tax, the Section 179, the capital gains taxes and cuts and all that sort of thing, and looking at the sort of the grid that showed when those were going to expire, and hoping to get those things extended and maybe made permanent, that's probably off the table. At least the discussion about those are probably off the table right now for a little bit. What about What about the possibility of revisiting some of the pork that's gone out to the districts? Do you think any of those folks are going to give any of that money back? Any members of Congress?
That's going to be very difficult. The policy questions that's being asked now is the size of government, and the fact that we're addressing a big deficit where we have spending that's occurring for this relief and in that. And I think they're going to revisit all of the what you call pork, but it certainly it's difficult. These particular deals were made with many years behind it, and certainly it's going to be a very difficult one to revisit, I think.
Well, what about what do you think the chances are that taxes will be raised then? A lot of people, the former President Clinton is saying we got to raise taxes.
Well, they are. I think with the Republican Congress, firmly in control, I don't think that will happen. What most likely will happen is they'll delay some of the tax items, the implementation of some of these items. One thing that fell in this was the death tax. We had a golden opportunity in September to have something done as far as permanent repeal. That's not going to happen. That's just not going to happen this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some of the regulatory items that we're addressing for this particular relief effort, and that's the suspension of Davis-Bacon.
Right. Davis-Bacon is the law where certain if you're doing a federal contract, you're required to pay certain levels of income to your employees.
Set by the unions, by the
mm-hmm,
way.
Exactly.
We're able to suspend that for this relief. IRS.
Much to the chagrin of Ted Kennedy.
Yeah. Well, IRS has been good at helping some of these people extend the filing deadlines and some of the reporting deadlines. Some of these people have been wiped out, and I think this should be a message to all small businesses. They mm-hmm. really have to protect some of their infrastructure, and really, as they go on in the future, you just never know when an emergency is going to happen. It could be somebody's plumbing breaking, and it could be as local as that, and all of
could
a sudden, all your records are destroyed.
A fire, or a tornado, or whatever. The best quote I've seen so far, and I've got to go back and find out who said this. I saw the name, but I just don't remember. But it was, and I'm paraphrasing the quote. But it was something like, human beings exist by the permission of nature, subject to change without notice.
They sure do.
We all wander around thinking, we got our lives squared away, and boy, aren't I doing well now? And then all of a sudden, something like this happens, and you realize how fragile, not only our lives are, but our existence, all the things about our lives.
And certainly small businesses just as fragile as that. It's just remarkable. They did a study, 40% of the business failures on these disasters occur because supply chain interruption and a customer base erosion.
Yeah, the customers are gone.
Customers aren't there
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Giovanni, thank you for being here. Good job today. Give us your website one more time, please.
www.uschamber.com. When you get there, go to the Center for Corporate Citizenship, CCC, and certainly you can see the Small Business Relief Fund
right.
That's linked to that.
All that's on the right hand of the homepage, folks. Check that out when you get a chance. Giovanni, thank you for being here. Thanks again for all you do for small business.
Thank you, Jim.
See you next time. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and I want to remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back on the other side of the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.